Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Now, a record number of people were supported last year through Gambling Cares service providers. In its annual report, which was published yesterday, it shows that women made up significantly higher a proportion of people seeking support compared to previous years, up from just 19% of service users in 21 to 31% in 2024. Gambling Care is funded by the retail and betting industry. And I'm joined on the line now by its chief executive, Jackie Murphy. Jackie, you're very welcome.
Good evening, Cormac. Now, thank you for the opportunity.
Well, you're very welcome indeed. You might run through some of the main findings from the annual report.
Yeah, so we published our report yesterday and we had 2,663 people who availed of supports in 2024. This was a substantial increase on the previous year, up by 698 people. Of those, 1,609 were problem gamblers and 1,054 were affected others. And that's the loved ones and family members of problem gamblers.
And an awful lot of women as well.
Yeah, for the first time, we had 31% of our service users were made up of women. Now, this is a substantial increase on 2021 when it was as low as 19%.
Why is that, I wonder?
Well, I think there are a couple of issues. I think residential treatment is not always viable for women. It is very difficult for them to come out of the home for extended periods of time. There are childcare issues. There are issues around, you know, social services potentially getting involved. It really highlights the importance of community-based treatments being available. 250 women last year did resident, or 250 people we funded for residential treatment last year. Only 22 of them were women, and that was just under 9%. So it is not a viable option for women. We do know from speaking with our service providers that most women will come for help within the community. It breaks down the stigma and takes away some of those concerns that they have.
So more needs to be done to help treat people who have a gambling problem. But I would point out that Gambling Care, your organisation, is funded by the industry, by betting providers. Maybe more needs to be done to regulate the industry.
Well, I think with the upcoming Gambling Control Bill, and the regulator's office are in the process of doing their licensing and setting up the social impact fund. So I think all of that will be addressed over time. And, you know, I think the argument that we're funded by the betting industry, I accept it. That's where we get the money from. But the people who avail of the services, I don't think they're overly concerned where that money comes from.
Well, they might be concerned by more regulation of the industry. I mean, should age verification or limits on gambling provider services be more robust, do you think?
Well, I think at the moment we have, you know, all of your online operators are required to carry out age verification. Now, I think
it doesn't
there
really
are ways,
work, does it?
Well, there are ways around that. I think if somebody opens an account in somebody else's name and provides that identification, you're never going to be able to combat that.
Well, I don't know that.
I do think that the regulator will put in stringent, you know, legislation that will require people to adhere. I think the issue you have at the moment is that while some people take their responsibilities as operators very seriously, others pay it lip service. And I do think with regulation and enforcement, you will get across the board buy-in. And once the enforcement is, you know, there has to be repercussions for
Well, let's hope that's true for those who gambling and addiction to gambling has ravaged and ruined their lives. People, if they're affected, can seek more help at rte.ie/helplines. But Jackie Murphy, Chief Executive of Gambling Care, thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Thank you.